Hello, dear student. Welcome to chapter number 12. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. We are looking into marketing planning. As every learning objective has with every chapter, we'll look at learning objectives of marketing planning chapter. It is to understand the concept of marketing plan. Also, know about the importance of marketing plans used in travel and tourism. Shifting from the general understanding to understanding with regard to travel and tourism. Understand the marketing planning process. How do we plan this process? Know about the role of marketing plan as corporate communication. So with all this, we start about understanding marketing plan and its importance. So when we pick up of understanding importance of marketing plan, we look these points. Marketing plans highlight various elements such as the objectives, resources, and required budget. Resources have to be considered, to be taken into consideration, and objectives for required budget. You need funds. So you will look at any marketing plan if you have the funds available. These elements are part of the process of marketing communication within any business. So these are part of any communication, meaning resources and required budget. Also, they are the means of bringing marketing together with other parts of the business. The importance of marketing plans, major aspect of having marketing planning in place are pinpointing and covering the management attention. So in making a marketing plan, it should pinpoint management's attention on the existing and potential costs. Costs would give us results. How much it costs, what is your profit, will only come from the selling. So it generates revenue. It will also pinpoint at revenues and business profitability. Focusing the decision on implementing the strategic objectives of an organization in the market of their interest. So the decisions are implemented in an organization in a market of their own interest. Only the product which is of an interest for a certain market would be put in the marketing plan. Identification of competitive short-term implementation plan relevant to the long-term future. So this also has to be identified in the marketing plan, because this marketing plan that we are studying identified the competitiveness of the product for short-term and long-term. Setting and conveying specific business target for whom? For managers, business verticals to achieve in agreed time period. So you have to set time set for the marketing plan. Could be a year, could be 6 months, and so on. Scheduling and coordinating promotional and other marketing plan. So to implement marketing plan, what are the strategies? How are you going to address that marketing plan? What schedule you make for it? Achieving coordination and a sense of joint responsibility between whom? Between various departments of an organization. Marketing, sales, administration, finance. All these different departments need responsibility and coordination. Because any success of a marketing plan would only depend if there is a coordination. Because it's like a relay race. one department cannot take any marketing plan to show great success. You need other department to join and jointly work toward a specific goal and make a marketing plan or a strategy successful. Monitoring and evaluation. Again, this concept comes in any strategy. Marketing plan is no exception. Even here, you monitor and evaluate the results of marketing plan and related expenditure and making required changes. So the relevant expenditure to put that marketing plan into practice has to be taken into consideration. Because what money you have spent to market your plan or a strategy that you have designed would also incur expenditure that you have to ascertain by evaluating that. Now we identify the process of marketing planning. And in marketing planning process, what we look at is identification, forecasting of future roadmap, or own assessment, which is also SWOT analysis, strength, weakness, opportunity, and threat. Marketing objectives, which is the goal. Through this process, you further move into marketing budget, which is cost, marketing, and planning and deciding the marketing mix. And last, the measurement, which means monitoring, evaluation, and control. So you can see in the process, we go through various steps, right from identification, which means you identify what would be your marketing plan, looking at different markets by your different research work, then you forecast and make a roadmap. You identify, you forecast, which means you look at the future roadmap, you do an assessment. And that is a great element of marketing planning. Something which you don't have as an opportunity or as a strength, then you need to put more energy to make that marketing plan successful. So with this as your process, we will shift to another topic. Step by step, we will spell out and read what is an identification. Initial stage of a planning process, identify the market of interest, where your product will be picked up. Warm clothing is of no use in Mumbai for all the year. Here around, we don't need warm clothes. Even the winter that comes in is only for a short span of time where you don't even need winter. So you identify your initial state of planning to launch, to market a sweater or a woolen garment in Mumbai is not correct marketing process. So market of interest. So possibly if winter garments have to be marketed, then you pick up states of India, the part of India where we experience winter. Uses marketing research and draw inferences based on available published and unpublished information. So here comes the research work. Publish would be something that is available as a data, and unpublished, but yes, you want a marketing research to be done, and in that you find out, well, this was not identified, this has not been added, and this is how your marketing plan should work from the unpublished information obtained through marketing research. Information could be sales related to customer specific. So information could be sales related. Other junk information are not required in marketing planning process. Sales related, how will we achieve our sales target? What is our mode of, what is our approach? How is our roadmap designed? Which are the market where we would need to go in? What are specific customer for whom we have done this product to put it into market? Product specific, I identify the product like a woolen wear. It's worth nothing in Mumbai around the year. Yes, so specific product, people love to wear comfortable clothes in Mumbai because of its weather. If you go down to North India and Kashmir, there is a demand for woolen in the months of winter. So related to trends in external business environment, that type of an information is worth, rest is worth nothing for doing any identification. But irrelevant information which is not required. Okay, now we look at what is forecasting or a future roadmap. Forecasting is also market research. How can you forecast on the basis of some market research that you would have done to launch a marketing plan? So on the basis of forecasting, which is based on market research, future-oriented activities can be planned and designed. It relies on expectation. You can only think for the best. By whole research work, you have done it and you expect something to come out of that hard work of identifying and designing a future roadmap. Then, evaluation of the headings already covered under identification. So, expectation and vision combined together is a process. The quality of management information system is crucial. How much the information is transparent, clear to others to understand. All involved in marketing planning process should be very clear and categorized about the identification and forecasting process. Having a SWOT analysis of your own assessment of marketing plan, you check at strength. What is considered to be a strength of any marketing planning is where we are, existing advantage. It may exist in an organization's market. We have very strong presence throughout India. So that's a strength. You have sales outlet, distribution channels all over India. You have a fleet of vehicle that can carry the product at a very short notice. That is counting on strength path as our SWOT analysis. Product portfolio and its operation in relation to competitor. The competitor is not present in Northeast, whereas we have a distribution channel available in Northeast. That's our strength. Also, it could be a professional marketing expertise. We know India well, like destination management company claim to be expert of a destination. They know in and out of a destination. And that's why they identify themselves to international travel and tour operator. We are DMC from Mumbai. We are DMC for Dubai. We are DMC for Thailand. DMC, an expert as a strength of Thailand, cannot be approached and asked, okay, you design an itinerary for us of Japan, because they are DMC for Thailand and they can do a better work for Thailand. And that's on a professional marketing expertise in the distribution system or in customer service staff with a recognized reputation for being specially helpful and friendly. So what we are identifying here as a strength are expertise of a particular market. Oil and Natural Gas Commission, expert in exploring potentials of oil in offshore and inshore and desert area. That's their strength. Oil and that is why they have expertise, engineers, expert doing those type of jobs. Then we look at into your own SWOT analysis and your own assessment. We look at weakness. And what weakness would suggest us? From obsolete product in declining market to impolite customer care staff, and maybe clearly identified. Our product is losing its grip on the consumer. We are experiencing decline in the market. Our ratio of market share has dropped. That's a weakness. That has to be identified from any angle, from customer care staff to any clearly identified weakness. Once identified, it may be subject to management action required to minimize its impact or to remove them wherever possible. That's why once weaknesses are identified, either in human resources or in the actual business practices or planning, that is removed. What is called in business is damage control. That has to be done as soon as possible. Then opportunities. There is always a marketing context. It may arise from elements of the business under direct control, such as particular product or process, or a particular set of staff competencies. So we have expertise in the form of engineers who have so much of experience along with them. So that's your opportunity to explore, to launch your marketing plan, utilizing the opportunities available. It may also arise from shift in the external business environment, which may be exploited. So external business environment, your connectivity, your awareness, you can do that. That component of opportunity should be tapped for marketing plan process. And then, of course, the threat. Threats are internal element within the control of the organization. Many a time, threats are within your own control. External event, such as sluggish economy, rising fuel prices, changing exchange rates, emergence of competition, or extreme weather, unforeseen political event, etc., are all the threats that are possible to arise any time in the course of marketing plan. We did not plan this, and suddenly we have so much of Indian rupee losing its strength. Now Indian rupee is shooting up, so this wasn't planned. Or fuel prices shot up because the supply of fuel was stopped due to Russia and Ukraine war. Or possibly political unrest. A lot of countries don't buy oil from Iran directly because there are sanctions on United Nations not allowing us to do business. So all these are the analysis of SWOT, which is very important for putting up a marketing plan process in order. Now, we look at marketing objectives or goal. Basically, marketing objectives, as we saw from a roadmap of a future roadmap, are part of long-run corporate strategy. Any strategy that big business houses, corporate or multinational company they do is focus on a long-run strategy. Measurable in terms of sales. A long-term strategy would turn up to give major sales, and that's what they focus on. Product-specific, segment-specific, all these goals to be set up for product-specific. Like I was giving a reference of dairy products by Amul. So their product-specific demand for ice cream would happen in the wedding season. Come monsoon month or winter, the demand specific product will drop in the winter and the rainy season. So this is a product specific and likewise segment specific, refers to special segmentation that you would have identified from various group of segment that you plan for. So in that case also, you should set up marketing objective goal as a planning process, forward-looking, realistic in market term and trends in relation to available budgets, agreed upon and approved by the management. Forward-looking is always, you know, you think of positivity. You have a vision that is forward-looking. That's why it's called future roadmap. So forward-looking works in the better interest, but realistic. If you think that we cannot achieve it, just simply forward-looking won't help. So in market terms and the trend, say for example, per capita income, all the GDPs are dropping. So even if you are forward-looking planning, it's not realistic, because we are noticing that annual income or daily income is dropping because of recession, inflation, or various other factors like unemployment. So that is not a future-looking, realistic approach. And agreed upon and approved by the management. So all these, what we spoke as marketing objectives and goals, is to be agreed by and approved by the management. No decision can be taken by any authority on himself or herself directly unless and until management approves of it. We hear of a lot of corporates where there is always a clash of opinion between CEO, managing director, and so on. So this only happens when there is no agreed approach in management. Now we look at the marketing budget, how much is the cost? It determines the expenses put aside in order to secure targeted sales volume and revenue. Every product that is launched would start generating revenue after a certain specific time era. No product launch start giving you revenues immediately. So for that, you need to have marketing budget. And this is an area where lot of companies work, tourism boards work, airline work on marketing budget. Marketing budget at many times is also spelled out in barter. Say for example, an advertisement appearing in a trade magazine, in print media, electronic media, in turn, they would give you a two-page, three-page advertorial coming up, where instead of the editor writing about it, the management takes from the advertising company and put that as an advertisement. So this is something to deal with the cost involvement. And likewise, it is required to achieve desired sale objectives through expenses on marketing and action plan. There's a school of thought that believes that you invest in marketing, have budget for your marketing, and then after the investment and putting money into marketing budget, you earn revenue out of it. But some of these scholars have now said that you first invest, you spend on marketing, allocate budget, and then start writing, not just earning and then putting up marketing budget. Some theories are working in that format also. Though marketing planning process literally took a full stop during COVID era, because there were no revenue generated, there was no clear roadmap how the tourism industry would go, when international borders will open up. So in 2020, 2021, including end of these 2 years, many marketing plans were not put before management for discussion, because nobody knew the way forward. There were lockdown, there were masks on the face, there were quarantine, international borders were closed, so this did not work. But having said this, we still take this as a study of understanding marketing plan with regard to budgets. But there was no budget, no revenue was coming. Everything was closed. So there was no budget coming as such. Marketing was limited. Short-term marketing. Feel the pulse of the marketing. Where the growth is coming, spend only in those, not on a total generic way of marketing, going on to international marketing and putting your process into those markets. And now planning and deciding marketing mix. You have to decide onto this with marketing mix, plan for it. It consists of mix of promotion, distribution, and other marketing activities. And such activities are necessary to influence and motivate buyers to choose. So marketing mix would be anything like you buy 5 of this, it would come as one piece for free. Or we are giving you this additional piece as a marketing mix because you bought this product and so on and so forth. So such activities are necessary to influence and motivate buyers to choose required volume of particular product. If you buy a product worth 50,000, you get 10% discount. If you buy 100,000, 25% discount. Likewise, on consumer good, we keep hearing. Any order worth prepaid worth 2,000 and above, the delivery is borne by the manufacturer or online company. These are all product mix, and for that, accordingly, a marketing mix process has to be done in marketing plan. Now, planning and deciding a marketing mix, one more point or two more points are regarding marketing mix. Enlist the type of activities taking place in support of each identified product. A hotelier would say, stay with us for 3 nights, get fortnight for free. Or 2 adults pay, the third accompanying child would stay for free. Airlines were offering on business class in the low season, your companion get 50% discount. You pay full revenue business class, your companion along with you get to pay only 50% of the actual business class. Well, of course, these are things of past because right now the travel industry, tourism industry is monitoring on the fares. But yes, in the gone era, before COVID, these type of marketing mix were offered to tap the business. Brochures production, distribution, advertising, and merchandising in the retail travel agencies have different timelines, thus require management skill in scheduling these activities. What we understand by this? There are different timelines for specific product to be marketed. They will only be sold in a specific season, for a specific requirement, for specific practices. And that has to be decided by management according to the schedule of activities, how their planning and deciding would work for. Measurement of all this, that is monitoring and evaluation and control, because you test, you design, you identify, and then it is put into practice. Once it starts moving, you need to measure it. You need to monitor it. You need to evaluate and control. Whichever is going wrong way, then that has to be controlled. It is important to know whether we are on the right track. And that can only happen if you monitor, if you evaluate, and realistic approach. That's why at times when such type of activity has to be done, like a measurement of your success story or a launch of a product, a third party outside audit is carried on because they would put up the right outcome and right measurement of the success story to monitoring in evaluation and control. It It is important to know whether we are on the right track. Have we have achieved the desired goals and objectives or not? Few questions, integrative type of work in evaluation and monitoring. Where was too much energy in marketing mix was put? Evaluation was done on the basis of real facts or just assumption. Many such measurement activities are being carried out. It is possible to monitor results for each market for product on periodic basis. This particular product was very successful in the northern part of India. This didn't do well at all in southern part, and so on. So these are all measurement and monitoring, evaluation, control process that we are discussing. So tour operators, what they do now, marketing planning, take a turn and try to bring this all studies from travel and tourism perspective. So tour operator may have monitoring of what? Status of booking or pattern of online booking. Which direction online bookings are coming more? More people are buying online for products in Thailand. There is less demand for Singapore on online booking. They are happening, but on face-to-face, not on online. Some sort of monitoring exercise in travel and tourism industry. Generated sales inquiries. Where do we get a lot of sales inquiries? Through various channels, like chatbot, like email, like social media. All that, what generated sales? That would be monitored in travel and tourism industry. Effects on sales due to sales promotion. You did road shows. You remain and approach various tour operator in smaller town, two-tier cities, three-tier cities, where your success was more. Evaluating that in tour operator's company. Effects on sales due to the sales promotion. Measurement of customer satisfaction. To what extent the customer was happy. And you can take a feedback or a survey out of it from 1 to 10. All this are measurement of your success from travel agent and tour operator's perspective by conducting customer satisfaction studies that make use of supportive, appropriate questionnaires. Sometimes callers, mystery callers are also planted to get the required feedback. We look at travel and tourism business seeks valuable contribution from their staff. That's why travel and tour operator put qualified, knowledgeable, and good human interact skills. Why do they do that? Because in corporate communication role of marketing plan, this valuable feedback contributes from their staff would help in marketing planning. Satellite office to be put up instead of asking travelers to come to your doorstep, one can have a satellite office in a corporate office. So with the staff feedback and its involvement, it is possible to decide objectives and formulate marketing plan that can be conveyed suitably. So they take staff into confidence, they take the feedback from them so that they can focus on marketing plan and success stories can be implemented as policies. It is important for service business to have direct interaction between the staff and the customers on site. And this happens in major travel and tour operators because they give weightage, importance, and they take valuable contribution of their staff because the staff will be feeling the pulse of the end user or the customer or the passenger, and ultimately that would help in planning the marketing strategies through corporate communication. Now, corporate communication further, marketing plans is an effective tool. Now we learn after putting up various communication related issues, we are understanding what is marketing plan once again. It's an effective tool to communicate with stakeholders outside the company. Many major corporate consumer selling companies are focusing on marketing plan. And to make it effective tool, they take stakeholder outside the company and form take opinion from them. An approach to banks or to other investor in tourism project funded by the World Bank or similar sources always needs a business plan in which marketing is the primary component. How would you go into the market? You can't just stand on top of your voice, you shout. Or you can't just go by the traditional marketing. Some innovative activities are coming up, including roadshows, including some of the attractive corporate involvement, partnership, and so many things. Marketing plan identified. Some are coming up. Where? How would you market? What would you do for the low season? What is your marketing strategy for low season? How would you handle high season? How would you address the different segment of the society or the consumer? All these are part of marketing plan and corporate communication. So dear student, here we conclude our unit or chapter. It was once again a pleasure for me to talk to you. I thank you for listening to me patiently. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah.